don't judge by numbers. There was those multitudes in John 6 that followed our Lord Jesus Christ. Not for the miracles, but because he broke the bread. They were, you talk about a nice welfare program. Let's follow this man. Because look at here, he can take the bread and multiply it. We'll never have to work again a day of our lives. Just follow Jesus. And yet, when he said unto them, no man can come unto me except it be given of my Father, they were offended. Like people today are offended because you won't glorify their free will. We had a visitor this past Sunday that was in our midst. And I was prayerful for her. She's one of our neighbors. But she got home and sat down by the date on the letter. Wrote on there how distasteful it was for her to attend this place. Not that the people weren't nice, but because I wouldn't give credence to her profession. And threw it back at me in the letter. Who are you to judge saved or lost based on profession? And her closing point was, I'm going to go find a church that believes like I do. Well, if you're your own reference point, that's like a person out there in the sea drowning. Hang on to yourself all you want to. How's that working for you? You can even find a life raft out there and float around in that life raft for how long? How long can you exist without food and water? Eventually, you're going to die. And that's what happens with man's profession.
Verses 2 through 6 give a prophecy of Christ and his redeeming work and every aspect of salvation for the Lord's true daughters of Zion, or as they're described here, those that are escaped of Israel in verse 2, the remnant. Now this again is very biblical language pertaining to any of us if the Lord has saved us. We were of this remnant. We were not appointed unto wrath to die the death of the unrighteous, those that clung to their own hope and works, but the remnant. If you look over in Romans chapter 9, last time I just summarized some of these verses briefly and indicated that we'd be coming back to these, but let me just show you here in verse 8 who this remnant is. It says in Romans 9 and verse 8, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. How many preachers do you know today, if you listen to them on TV or read some of their writings, that are still promoting the Jewish nation as being the people of God? And that we ought to be supporting them come hell or high water because they are the people of God. They are the standard by which God will either bless or curse us as a nation. That is very much in the mindset of many, many people in fundamentalism today. And yet it stands completely contrary to what the inspired word says. It says here, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. I don't know how plainer it can be. It says, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. There is an Israel, and always has been an Israel, that has always been the people of God. But you know what? It's made up of Jew and Gentile.
That's the leaven. This flesh would cause to enter in, to try to add to, or in essence, take from. You add to the work of Christ, you're taking from the work of Christ. That's why Paul said in Galatians 2:21, if righteousness come by law, any rule or obligation or any matter that you think that you need to accomplish, Christ is dead in vain. You make the death of Christ a none effect. And that's exactly what these were doing. They were among some of the most moral people on this earth. They They strove to dot their I's and cross their T's. Even down to the tie that says they counted the leaves on the parsley. Those of you that still think that tithing is important, and the question always comes up for those that are still pursuing that, what do you tithe on, the gross or the net? Well, just the fact that you're asking the question means you don't really want to have to tithe on the gross. But just that kind of thinking is to diminish God's holiness in some way. That's the way most people left to themselves and their works are going to think, just trying to get by. Just trying to get by. There's no salvation, just trying to get by. That's why Christ had to come and work this out in his life and his death.